guess I can take with me, but... So we're running 5 minutes late. Says Mitzvah, everybody wants to learn a little bit extra. Dafa Yom a bit extra, Chofetz Chaim a bit extra, we will also have a bit extra. That's the idea of Says Mitzvah. If you look at the parshas of Yom Kippur, there are three parshas in the Torah that discusses Hilchos Yom Kippur. Well, the first one is in Achemois. Achemois Davide. In Achemois, the Pasuk discusses Bariches, the Avoida of Yom Kippur, and this Avoida is what we learn on Yom Kippur morning in Shul. The next Parsha, which is only a little bit about Yom Kippur, this in Emor, that discusses Yontif, and you can't do work, and you can't eat. That's the second part of Avodas Yom Kippurim, but this is not part of our Shir, because our Shir concentrates specifically on the Karbonos, but you will see in the Nusar it comes in as well. The third part is that's in part of Pinchas. Pinchas discusses all the Avodas, all the Karbonos of Musafim. I mean, every special day has got an additional Karbon. A normal day, you have got a Tomid. Tmidim, the normal Karbonos Tmidim. Any special day, you have got special Karbonos. That's why, whenever we daven two Shmon Esos, why do you daven two Shmon Esos? One for Shachis, that's connected to Tomid, which was every morning, one Shepseler, and one is for the Musaf. Musaf means Hoysofer, for the addition. So there's addition. So if you look through Parshas Pinchas, you find all the additions that are there for all the Yom Tovim. It starts with Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh, then Pesach, and so on, and Yom Kippur is also there. So the Chochmah of the Avodas Yom Kippurim is how to fit these two parshas together. How to fit the Avodah of Pinchas, which is all the Musafim, and the Avodah of Yom Kippur, how does it go together? The Torah doesn't put them together, how they fit in. Which one is first? Do you do first the Pinchas and then Achemos? Do you first Achemos and then Pinchas? Or do you mix them together? Now, what I would like to start with is what I call the shopping list for the Beis Hamikdash. Shopping list Beis Hamikdash. So Beis Hamikdash, you be at Beis Hamikdash. What you have to buy? You have to buy an Erev Yontif, or to make sure there should be enough animals there. So what do? The first thing you do, you buy a little shefele. A little sheep, we'll have later a bigger one. It could be either 30 days old, 7 days, 8 days old, 30 days old, up to a year. It's a little long. That's the beginning, in the morning. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. That's not very good. Let's put this away. That's the very first... The very first goal is one little shefele. When we got further, then we have to look in the Chumash. Parshas Pinchas, then it should be first. State the Pasuk, Parshas Pinchas, you need to have, the Musaf is one bull, shopping list, one aisle is a ram, one ram, that's an older sheep, a male sheep, which is at least in the second year, one ram, and then it says, seven shepselach, that's all from Klal Yisrael. Oh, I hope you have got here seven shepselach. Where are they? Here they are. Seven shepselach, seven sheep. And that's every yontif is at least seven sheep. This one, it can be any size. As long as they are more than 8 days old, then they stay. And not more than a year. Even a black sheep is also kosher. Call it grey sheep, green sheep, it's alles kosher. So you have got how many? You need to have seven. But because this year is Shabbos, you need to have an extra two. You need to have an extra two. I'm telling you now at the halacha that very, very few people know. And you see these two? Two little ones? Are they kosher for Shabbos? Two? Are they kosher for Shabbos?
They're over 7 days, yes.
Me?
They're over 8 days.
Yes, over 8 days. Kosher for Shabbos?
No, they have to be matching.
Yeah? They are not kosher for Shabbos. Everybody knows that the two goats of Kippur have to be matching. Very few people know that the two sheep of Shabbos also have to be matching. So they are not kosher. You find some matching with plastic, it's no problem to get it matched. So you just tell the machine, two matching ones, off. So these are the musafim for Shabbos. So let's put this come first. That's the way it's in Kippur, it's Muslim Shabbos. Father, this is Shabbos. Father? Same number. How do you know how you came out to be the same? Look in the same Gemara, Shabbos is the same. Sure. And then we need one for the Torah Shabbat Nabban. Right? Don't forget that one. Because in Kippur everything goes through the Seder. So one spare in case one gets a mumma. So now that's the... This is the Torah Shel Shachar. This the par, one ayah. There's two of Muslim of Shabbos that come back. The first, two Shabbos, one par, one ay, Shiva Kvosim, and what else? Now I've got many, many chatos. This might be the clearest. It's a goat, it's a big goat, a nice big goat. I will have to keep the two identical one for later. Because later we need two, one for the Azor and one for Hashem. So this is the Soyer. Although it's a mitten Torah the last, a Soyer is a Chatos. A Chatos comes before the Oiler. So really the Seder will be, we have to put the Soyer first. We have a little goat here, that's a little smaller goat, it's all the same. That's a goat, so we have to have Parechot, Eilechot, Shivakot, Siris, Mechle, Chatos, and with this I'm Yoitzer, the avoidance of Musafim. Now we come to Avodah Yom Kippur. What's Avodah Yom Kippur? You have to turn to Achemois. Achemois is a combination of some kabbonas are for Aaron HaKohen, his personal kabbonas, and some kabbonas are for Klal Yisrael. Here it says, you should have Parecha, what does it say? What does it say by Aaron HaKohen? Par, Vayel. That's a Chumash. Now we come to Achemois. Achemois. Besoit you are not going to be part of the book of Chatos, the Isle Oilo, a part in the Isle. So that is now personal Korban, part of the Isle, a Kohen God. He has paid from his own money, has to be his. Later we see that he is also giving his friends, his colleagues, the other Kohenim, a share for to get the kapor, but the owner, the one who pays for it, is only Arnakoy. These two have to be the identical. These ones are identical. I've got two here. It looks very identical. Two other ones. These are even nicer. Also identical. I won't tell you the seekers are apostles, but we use them for the meantime. For demonstration, they are good enough. Here we have two goats. What else do you need to do? Here comes the Chiddush. Ra'ayin echot lo'oilo. There's a certain posik, yeah? Umeez das meez ha'ikach shnei shirei izim lechates v'ayin echot lo'oilo. I did not bring this ayin. Why did I leave the ayin at home? I did not bring the ayin. I have no other ram with me. Do you know why? Because da machlokes in Gemara, although it's two different parshas, and here it says ayil, and there it says ayil, it doesn't mean two eilim. They're referring to the same ayil. So machlokes are we paskin. We pask ha ayil shenema bechoyim betoiras koyanim. This is per sefer vayikra. Hu hanema bechoyim shapkudim. This is the same ayil which is mentioned in Pinchas. So therefore, although you add them all up together, you get one more. But the emphasis is you don't add them up because this ayil and that ayil. Here's the yellow ayil here, and there's ayil. It's really the same. Therefore, we have already got one ayil. This is our ayil which serves for both. Serves for the avodas beis hamikdash. And it's Avodas Yom Kippurim, and also serves for the Musafim. Okay. Now the interesting thing is, you look through the parsha; it's completely out of order, and the out of order is Ma'akev. You start one thing, you jump to another thing. You start another thing, you jump back. You'll see it when we go through it. You don't go to say, let's finish one thing, then finish the other thing. So what's the first thing you do? So you take the Talmud. Take the tomit. What do you do with the tomit? You shaft it. And before you shaft it, you need a knife. A small knife. Small knife is good enough for a shepseller. Make sure it has no pegima. That's called a pegima. You have to check it with your fingers and to make sure it shouldn't have a pegima. Let's see whether you can have here a real knife. This decides to shepherd, kill many shepherds. Before you use the knife, you have to check it. Go with your finger. They used to do it with the flesh as well. Some used to do it with the tongue. I'm not going to do it with the tongue. I had to learn it long enough how to do it with the finger without cutting your finger. So you check it. You have to concentrate very strongly. You can't just do it. You have to do very slowly. It's full of forgiveness, unfortunately. And you have to go all the way up. And then you go down again. Oof, full of forgiveness. And then, it's not good enough. Then you have to turn it. The side also has to be checked. You go again up and again down. Then you do the other side. The three sides. Even the point of a knife has got three sides to it. All three sides have to be checked. Only once I've checked it, I can start shechting my shepsula. And the shepsula is a life size. This is the shepsula. Before it dies, gets its last cup of tea, its last drink, a special golden kelim. There were 93 kelim laid out. I haven't got so many. 93 kelim have to lay out. Why? Connect the shemus of Chag Zecharia Malachi or Azeshen Alocha. 93 kelim. That was one of them. This is especially in the last drink. And why are we so bother Rachmonim to give him another drink, to give him the last drink? Because if he just drank before the shchita, the skinning is easier. So that's what you give it. You turn it the other way around.
Not anymore.
Assuming I'm a Kohen, unfortunately I'm not. Assuming I'm a Kohen. Yom Kippur. So, normally I need one person with me. Why? Because the person who does the Kabbalah, the next Kohen, has to stand next to me. With a keli, they normally were shaped like this. It's enough, I think, a small one. A keli like this, the keli holds it. The keli holds it here. Should go straight from the neck into the keli. So I say a brocha shek shom says it's on ala shchita. And the keli who does the Kabbalah, any keli here?
Oh yeah.
The keli who does the Kabbalah. Now let's see whether you know the brocha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam Asher Kiddushonu Bikdishosoy Shel Aaron, not B'mitzvos, Bikdishosoy Shel Aaron V'tzivonu L'kabel Es Adam. So he is ready. Tell me when he says the brocha. Maybe while I'm cutting, he has to say the brocha. He don't want to miss all the blood on the floor. But on Yom Kippur, it doesn't go like that. Yom Kippur, I, the Kohen God, have to do the whole avodah myself. So you know what I do? I say, Kohen, please, you come. Not Kohen, yeah, Kohen, no, he's sorry for this. You come. As soon as I finish the shear, the men who shear, they quickly take over. You know how to do this? No sheikh would like to do that. In the middle of shear, they take over. Today we are machmir on shear, mashu. So he did a bit, then he stopped, then you take over. And he ran to the other side, obviously didn't have to hold it. He ran to the other side, Kabbalah. Maybe that he made the Kabbalah in the morning. And no, he didn't make it, first of all. And he makes the Kabbalah himself. The Kohen has to do it himself. Then after Kabbalah is halacha, he takes the blood to the Mizbeach. And then he spritzes it, one to this, one on the other side, and two coats of Mizbeach. With this he has done the avodas ha-tomit. But that's not enough. I don't think we go through. There's a few matzorim here. I don't think we go through inside. I said spring a matzor, well, it would take much too long. I don't think we go through inside, but it says there, you did the shchita. After shchita, you have to do all the morning avodah. You know, and you keep the same way you need, don't we? We say until it's the dime. So all the normal daily things you have to do in the Beis HaMikdash as well, and you keep them, keep is no exception. So go through Abayah and Masada, and some Siddurim says, Abayah and Masada says, Maroch, Alib, Adar, Shol, clear which side comes, which what comes before what. So it's a clear Seder, it's the Shchitza Tomit, he has to do the Neiros, he has to do his own Minchas Chavitim, and he has to do Ketores. A Ketores is every morning you make a Ketores.
How does it play? You get a shovel. You take it, yeah. Made from silver. You go to Mizbeach, you take one shovel full of coal, and these coals are used for the other Mizbeach. The little Mizbeach has got no fire on it, no permanent fire. The fire is only a big Mizbeach. So you go to big Mizbeach, you take flour, actually from one into the other, but it is in the end, I've got your three cup, and this is for the Keteres. In the morning you have to do the Keteres. So the Kohen goes with this into the Kodesh inside. Then he takes a little bit of Keteres, not the special Keteres Yom Kippur, daily Keteres. Machzitza in the morning, machzitza in the afternoon, morning and evening. So this is the special Keteres. Not the one special Keteres, they're the normal Keteres. So that's just got a silver keli, the handle is short, and he takes this into the Kodesh, into the Heichol, and he does his Keteres. Then he does the Dos Haneiros, he does Milch Chavitin, he does all the Holy Ones. Everyone is mentioned in the Nusach with one word. When all that is finished, then he has to start Avodas Yom Kippur. What's the difference? In the morning he came with his pajamas or with his kapota, and he took it off. There was no big tukun. And then he did a tefillah, first tefillah number one, then did Kiddush Daim Raglaim. Now, when he finished the Kom Tomid and all the Avodah of the normal day, now he's turning to white clothes. So he does another Kiddush Daim Raglaim for taking off the golden clothes. Tefillah number two, and then he does Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So with every tefillah you have got two Kiddushim. Now, you know there's a kasha. When you finish the Shia, you have a teres on the kasha. Every tefillah has got two Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So five tefillahs, 10 Kiddush Daim Raglaim. But the first tefillah has no Kiddush Daim Raglaim before you start. Because first tefillah, when you take off your pyjamas, you don't need to have Kiddush Daim Raglaim. The end, you have only got 9. A short one of Kiddush Daim Raglaim. With every tefillah, you have got 2. When you take off the old pagodim, and you wear the new ones. But if the old one were your choil, big the choil, your Shabbos package, or whatever it was, you take this off, no Kiddush Daim Raglaim. You have only got 1 Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So we see at the end, somehow we find the number 10. So now we're ready on for changing from the big day Zohar to big the Lomon. When you change to big the Lomon, now comes the bull. That's the bull. That's what belongs to the Kohen. He has to vidu. Where's the vidu? Now, assuming this is the base of Mikdash, Sofon is here, Dorum came down. And Meirov is here. It's the opposite. The Kodesh Kodeshim was in front. This was Meirov. He came into the Mizrach. The Mizbech was on the left half, which is Dorum. You shecht everything in Zofen of the north side of the Mizbech. And this ball had to be taken between the Mizbech and the Ulam. Right close near, had to be standing this way in Zofen, half Zofen, this way, the face this way, and the head this way, and he turned the head towards the Kodshi Kodshi. So therefore, the Kohen could stand on this side, put his whole weight onto it, and he could say Vidu. Oh, no Hashem! You know the Vidu from the Nusach? Oh, no Hashem. Now, we go, after the whole Vidu, we do Kohen. Beis Mikdash wasn't like that. As soon as he said, Oh, no Hashem! He said, Oh, the Shem Yud Kevofio, Shem Membeis, Oh, the Shem. Straight away, God went onto the floor. It was like yo-yos the whole day. They're going up and down. We only did 3 times. They're going up and down. Oh, no Hashem! He goes, Chatosi, Ovisi, Peshati, Aniu Beisi, me and my wife. Oh, no Hashem! Please, Hashem! No, come on, again, onto the floor. I'll tell you. Then like it says, Again the oil goes down. Now why does he leave out the word Titoru? You know in the Nusra and the Machzor he leaves out the word Titoru. He says in the Nusra there, he has said it so many times, he says in the Nusra when he goes down the ground, he said, V'hakoy hanim. Then they go into the floor. Va'afu, k'mo yish v'konim om, boruch shem k'mo achus alo ilom bohet, it's like, bi kodecho k'mo yish k'kodesh v'yash mo yish avdecho mi kodecho ki b'yom yit chab aleichem et ha'ez v'yoch ha'desechem l'fnei Hashem. He stops there. You know why he stops there?
The Torah is missing. You're not stopping in the middle of the posuk. Because when he said in this posuk Hashem, that's when Makoni Warm are falling down. And then in the end it says, Hashem. He wants when they say Baruch Hashem, when I said Hashem, should just finish at the same time. Baruch Hashem to Machus that the Yidden said. And my Hashem had to finish at the same time. That's not a new thing. That's the end of the posuk that we cut before. When you look at it at, on Shabbos, you will see. So keep and he did Baruch Hashem. He said very slowly. They were saying the same time on the floor. Baruch Hashem, Kol Malchus Olam. What? Then he continued. He told Rosh Pshat in that shikl of Masa. So we have done a vidui. Now what do you expect now? You've done the vidui. Come on, get over shechting. Sorry. Now we're leaving everything. We're going to a new parsha. Go to the Goronis. Two Goronis, I haven't got a kalfi. A kalfi is a box, maybe this could be a kalfi. Or this could be a box, a kalfi box. Say the box has to be very small. The box has to be very small, should be no fiddling around with it. Door for kalfi! Quick, not choose it. Door! Say the box, not too big, because you can fill up. Then take the two. When do you take the two? You have here my two goats. The two goats. You're standing behind them. The shamas, the two shamosim in them. The two goats. And he took the kalfi. And he hoped the eyes were landed, all right, no problem. One is Hashem, one is Lazazel. He hoped, without fiddling around, that the Hashem should come in his right hand. Then this if we put on one dose, he says, Chatos! Lashem Chatos! He's making it Kodesh! This word makes all the difference. Like this is a normal animal grazing in Wales, or in the Negev, wherever it is. By saying Lashem Chatos, he gets elevated and becomes a Chatos! And now it's fit for the Avodah. And the other one, also very important, is he says, Lazozel. He puts in Kedushas Chatos Lazozel, and then they both get tied with a piece of wool. You try to not remember which one is what. You know, there was no little notes. So how do you know? Maybe you get the wrong one. You put the Mizbeach and you put the other one onto the... So they tied it around the horns. They tied it. Of course, that's how you pull down, push down. And by him, it's around the neck because you're going to shecht it. So later you know the one has got it around the neck. The thread is the one for Shechita. And the other one is the one that goes for... Now, what do you think? You think now you make the Hagola, so let's get on with the Hagola. No. Now we're stopping again. We're stopping again and do another video. Now we get our bull. Now I couldn't get the bull for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's not available. Secondly, it wouldn't fit in my car because it's a bull, it's about as big as this table at least. So I took at least a mini bull. A little calf, just for demonstration. That's not full size. Full size would have to be a big one. We need three of you to lift it up. So that's the bull. So that's the bull of the Kohen Gadol. It belongs to the Kohen Gadol. He said already his video. We put him in there. We put it there before, and we put the head. I can't bend that head because it's a nice one. He put the head. Put your hands on it. You've done it already. No, you have to do it again because now you do it for yourself and your wife and for all the Kohanim. We kufir klati mo. Oh no, Hashem! Again, the oil onto the floor. Oh no, Hashem Tapano, onto the floor. Then you say, "You read Ani Ubeisi Ubnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha." Now we give the kapora not only for me, also for the Kohanim. And when I say this, when I'm Kohanecha, that's the second video. We have got the cloud takeif, the smicha shchita. As soon as you do this video, you have to shecht immediately. So that's when before the first smicha was with the hefsek, but now the second smicha. The second smicha is tekev lismicha shchita. As you made your smicha, the second one where you included all the kohenim, then you go to shecht it.
Why did you not put vidik for himself and his wife? Shmaim gemach.
What?
Shmaim gemach. The first time vidik for himself and his wife.
The Torah steht as Torah. Hofstach was telling you same before it's in the pasuk. Not much, a little bit with Mishnah. When I went first time to Shecht, to watch Shechita, in Switzerland not allowed to Shecht. So they're all imported from Holland, from France. So the nearest shechita was in Saint Louis, near Basel. And I went there. It was a very, very old-fashioned shechita. And they had the bull there. And the problem is, the bull is standing. How do you get the bull to go around? How do you determine? You know what they did? They took a rope, tied it onto one leg, and put the rope of the ring on the floor. Ring on the floor. Then they had another rope, on the other leg, the little hand crane, they pulled. You know what happened? Now, if you don't tie it to the floor, the animal just will come with you. But if the animal is tied to the floor, so one leg is tied to the floor, boom, it was hazard. The whole place of shit that drowned. So the kids, they got to us, they took it this way. Came one guy holding this leg, one guy holding this leg, one guy holding this leg, all the four legs, and one guy pressing down the head. And the sheikh had sittering daughters, she said, if that guy will let go, then we won't, don't want to know what happened. And that's how the sheikh did. That was everybody used to do it like that. The best mikdash also had also a ring there. And that's how they did it. They all turned it around. But for this, for a zar bull, you need a different knife.
Don't you tie three legs together?
You can. You don't have.
No, I don't think so. Kedo has loshna kedo.
This knife provided many nice cholents.
Oh, that's a proper size.
That's a proper
12 inches.
So that's the same. They are bigger today. The same thing. I'm not going through it again. You have to do the same thing. You have to check it up, down. That's the, as I say, something on the tongue to make sure it's got no begimah. Just like a shechita for our consumption, when it's got a begimah, it's not kosher. Same thing with Ribbono Shel Olam's consumption. If you want to be a korban, it has to be right. It has to be straight. It has to be kosher. So one of the kashas is that it has to be without a begam. And after, I didn't tell you about the tomet, after you open up, you take out the lung and you blow it up. Why do we take out the lung and blow it up? Because we are worried. Maybe there's a treifa. So why should there be less worried in the Beis HaMikdash? You can use treifa on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach. So maybe they relied on Rav, I don't know. But Pashtus, he said, some of us will say, open it up, took out the lung, and made a bedikah like we do, blow it up and see whether there's no little sichas. If there would be possible, then you took another one, and another one, had a few more, had a few extra stock with them. Not just it, in order to get it definitely kosher. So that was the shechita of the pa. Now, shechita of the pa was not a small thing, though it had been in the abattoir. I once showed that to a shochet. He said, what? That's enough for a bull? Nowhere near enough. So again, I shecht half with a big knife. I get another coin to continue. Now, don't say new brocha, because I made a kabbalah before by the tomit. And then, I have to get this. It can't be full of blood. It can only be half full of blood. Or the letter is 3/4 full of blood. Why? Because later I will need it to mix. I need to get some more blood into it for mixing. If it's just still here, all the blood is now mixed, the letter is still about here, and I do. What do you do with it? No, get on with Rika. Again, stopping, no Rika. Do something else first. Yeah, you only stir it because you have to stop. No, don't disturb. You do the Zrika straight away, you don't need to disturb. You have a coin, you take it out of the...
To the steps of the
Olam. Where were the steps?
Where were the
Roy of the Rabbi? Was in the Azor or in the Olam? I think in the Azor. Because, no, yeah, but it had to be outside. Well, you know why? It's in the Azor, the fourth step. You know why? That's the fourth step. Because at the time when the Kohen went to the Kodesh Kodshim, and to the Kodesh, nobody was allowed to be inside there. And he wasn't allowed to hear. There's a special, put him a bit further, not here. They put him a bit further away in case of a mistake. He shouldn't come too near. Nobody was allowed to be there. So therefore, he is on the fourth step, far enough away from the Kodesh in the Azor. Here's the Kabbalah. So we're stopping in the middle. No, we're not going on. What do we do now? Now it comes to the Kodesh. The Kodesh has a bowl. The bowl is full of Kodesh. We had it before some Kodesh. We had before some Kodesh. But the difference between the Kodesh we had before and the Kodesh we have now. Because the Kodesh before was Dako. The Kodesh is the Kodesh Samim Dako. Dako is fine. But you know, it's always fine, and it's even finer. Yom Kippur had to be Dako Min HaDako. Put it back in the Marteshes, and you do Dako Min HaDako. Let me find what I've got here, some Dako Min HaDako.
30 years. You're not allowed to copy Torahs, so I made sure it should be no shaila. I took sawdust. So, gets a keli, every keli has got the name in Gemara. Dako min adako. It's very fine. Dako min adako. I take a handful. Don't know how to do it now. Wasn't so hard yet. It was for the avodah kosher for mikdash. I took two handsful. It's not enough, but I made proper handsful, and I put it into a keli. Cup. I'm cheating your business, so you put it from time because you have to know exactly how much it is. So you measure it in your hand, and then you put it into the cuff. As I say, I'm cheating. Put it into the cuff. Darko, the cuff is ready. Now, what do you do now? When the cuff is ready, you have to take this into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Take it to the Kodesh Kodeshim, you have to have fire. There's no fire in the Kodesh Kodeshim. What do? You take again a machtob. This time it's a golden machtob. Before it was a silver machtob, it's a golden machtob. Now we ask, how do you know this is the right shape? The answer is I don't know. But anything that's not written, how to do it? You can do whichever way you want. There's no market. As long as it's the shear, how many gimel kav, you go, then you go to Mizbech, it's on top of the Mizbech, go all the way up. There's a lot of miles that Kohen Gadol have to do on the Kippur. You go up the ram, and you make sure you get good burning coals. The ones are half burned, you push to the side, run full, and this is your mat. You come down again, you can hold like this, you can balance it under your arm, you go down, and then you also fetch this. Now you go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. And going into the Kodesh Kodeshim is Hakasha. Halacha is one of the Avodas that came down. There's always Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Halacha is Pashto, one of the Avodas. How can you do it with the left hand? Every Avodah is right. The answer is, it wasn't possible different, the two hands. So the Avodah of taking in into the Kodesh Kodeshim was allowed with the left hand. Why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you take the main thing, the place in the right, and the fire into the left? Because fire was heavy. You don't want it to spill. And so that's better this way. So you go this. So where are we on for? We have made Shechitas HaTomid. We made all the Avodas HaTomid, all the Mikta things, all the Moedyanis. And then we have done this two Viduim of a bull. And we in the middle we have the Rhine, the Goyvolois. And then we made the second Vidui. And then we did Shechita. And now, in the middle, after Shechita, we're doing this Ketores. He goes with Naibel Lifnim, and he goes inside there, between the Poroiches, and this gets put down, pain or body. He puts this down on the floor, and what he has to do afterwards, if you would stand in front of it, and you just start putting it down, oh, it's not from the keli. He then has to get it back into his hands, which is where I avoid it. Back in his hand, he can't lose a drop, because it's full shear into his hand, and then he flips away the keli, with his tongue, so all this goes back into my hand, and the keli gets thrown away, and now I have to put it onto the macht on the fire. If I start from the front of it, what will happen? It start burning, it'll burn my hand. So he leans out far, far away to the other end. It could be a different shape, this machta. He goes to the back of the machta. He starts pouring it down from his hands onto the machta. The fire is there, and he goes, he builds his way up forwards. So in Meila, he will never burn his hands. When he starts from the back, he comes to the front. It's all in the nusach, all you find in the master. That's how he does it. And this is the great avodah in once a year, the Ketores. The Ketores Sam Darko, and this Prince of Apo, we have got no idea what he does in Shemaim. This, yes, this bit of Ketores, this Sam Amonim, they learn Sam Amonim together. Like this Pit Mabtores, the Turn of Tzovat, Spen, Achav, and Mavoyo, take all these together. And you make him very fine. And the Kohen God, on this special day, he goes in, we have got no idea what we're missing. You don't know what we're missing. Take 2 minutes, and we get weiter. The Chazna Hauptschen Baal by singing. Dann sehe ich so, wie steht dort, Mama, Maneda, man hat schon mal Maneda. It's das was the greatest Arbeit of the year. This Gteuer is to burn it on the fire, Lifnei, when Lifnei, in front of the Bani Shalom, he didn't say a word there. He came out again, when he came out, then he said it to him. So now, once he did that, now we're going back, where we're standing. We were in the middle holding this,
this holding this blood, a coin was holding it, and we went to that coin, please give me that. Give me that. Then he took this oil, this
dam,
and he took it into the Kodesh Kodesh. Again, in the same way, going in. In the meantime, the fire was still there. Maybe gave a bit of light. It's ganz gut. And we allowed to nene from the light of the Ketores. And then he had to do Zrike. What do you think? He took his finger, tipping, twila, and one above and seven lematas. Once towards up. So he did it up. He took it up. And then with the second one, I had to dip again. One down, two down, three down. So you might get mixed up. That's why we say, Achaz lemalo, Hashem lemalo. Achaz. Why do you think that? What's the big thing, Achaz, Achaz? It's a very minute detail. It's in order you shouldn't get mixed up. You know, you shouldn't do the wrong lemalo and the wrong lemalo. Don't remember. You know, we are on for three, but three means three plus one. Don't count it. The upper one also. Achas v'sholosh. We had one above and the third one down. Achas v'arba. Achas v'sheish. So always keep cheshbon. One is lemala and sheva lemata. When he has done that, he can't throw it away yet. Now he gives it to a kohen. Now he doesn't need to give it to the kohen because since only a few minutes, and he doesn't want to step it all out and in. He leaves it in the Kodesh, has a special stand there, where this could be put down there, and he doesn't need to give the coin, because the coin wasn't allowed to be in it, another coin, and also, it's only a few minutes, so you don't need to stir it. But then what he did, now he brought the Soil Hashem. Soil Hashem, the goat, now who made smich on the Soil Hashem? You're right, but you don't answer. Not you. He said, even if you are now, if you keep quiet, you consider the chochem. There's no video on the soil Hashem. That won't be a problem. If you bring a private chatos, you do a smicha b'chol koiches. Yeah, what can you do? Take a bigger one. If you are too big, make a bigger one. It's up to you. And then we took it back to the small knife and we shechted it, again the same thing with the bedika, we shechted on the brocha, you make the shechita, somebody has to finish and make kabbalah. And this time, again, you couldn't just use it our little kedit, because it's not enough. Even if it would be enough for the goat, you have to mix it afterwards with the blood of the bull. So you need to have two big kedim, which each kedit is big enough for the whole blood of the bull and the blood of the goat together. So you take it with this, you again go inside, you're ready on for the third time going into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Third time! First you went with the Ketores, and then we went with the blood of the Pal, and now we go with the blood of the Soya, we do the same Ach Samala of Shiva Lamata. Then you come out again, you put this in the storage, and take back the old one. Why take the old one? Because now we have eight matones on the Pereches. I'm standing now in the Kodesh, and again, I'm standing in front of the Pereches, Achaz Lamala, Hashem Alamaka. And then again, this goes into the stand. You get this one with the dump from the goat. Achaz Lamala, Hashem Alamaka. You've done already 4 times 8, 32 matones. Achaz Mehem Yaakovus. You remember Isa Mekoimum? Achaz Mehem Yaakovus. 43 matones. What do you do then? Then you mix it together. Mix it together, it's well mixed. Now you go to the Mizbeach, Hapnimi, the Mizbeach, which is in the Heichel. And the Nusra Ashkenaz, there's a mistake there, poetic's license. It's a mistake, he says, you do 7 on top, 4 round. The halacha is different, you do 4 round, you go to the Mizbeach. You do 4 times, little Mizbeach, on the 4 corner Mizbeach, and then you clear the top from the Ketores, and you put 7 on top of the Mizbeach. Why does he change that? Because according to the rhyme, he needed a shin there, Sheva, so he had a poetic license, he changed that. But he also already mentions it, that really what should be before this is the Ashkenaz, is the real Seder is first the 4 all around, and then the 7 Mizbeach. Now we say, like it says in the Machzor, we don't chepen, but we have to know that that's not the right Seder. In Usfad it's okay, is there it's first 4 on the 4 side of the Mizbeach, and then and that's already one for each, because it's all mixed up. So it's 4 and 7 is 11, 20, 32 and 11 is 43. 43 matones,
I can relax. Oh. 43, Ach, now we are covered. You have to suddenly go, so you have to start all over again. Bring new animals all over again. You have to know what you have to renew, what not, the whole sugi there. This one died, you have to make a new agola. Once you have this all in here, then you do Shvich HaShirayim. You go out of the Azor, you go to the Mizbeach HaChitzot, and the first site that you meet in the Chitzen is the site of the Marav, and you put it there on the Marav, that's where you put your dam, and then it's completely finished. But it's not finished yet. We have got here a dead. Where is it? Yeah. We have got here a dead cow, which is very big. We also have a dead goat. So what do you do with them? Take a knife, cut it open. This you can still do with a big day lovon. Cut it open, you take out the emorim, because the emorim have to go to Mizbeach. Mizbeach is not now, Mizbeach is right outside. But you have to prepare it. Why do you prepare it now? Because he can't, he's waiting, he has to wait. Why? He can't continue after this avoider till he gets a message. A text message he gets from the fellow who went there to the Azazel that he reached the Midbar. We can't continue, can't even do Kriyas HaTorah before he reached the Midbar. So because of that, you have to fill in the time. So what we can't do now, we do now. So we cut open the stomach and we take out the fat and get to put it into a keli. Soaking is only later in order to get it ready to go into the. After going to Mizbeach. The change between Ashkenaz and Sfat is too late, we can't discuss everything, is when do you do the Musaf? According to Sfat, in the first Tvila, which was called Tvila Aleph, which was done with a golden begodim, then we did the Par and the Ayin and the Shiva Kvosim, I think. That was done with the first tefillah. Half the Musaf was done with the first tefillah. That's according to Nusaf's father. Half the Musaf was done with the first tefillah. But the first tefillah now, now we finished all the words today. Before we go out, we change again another tefillah. Tefillah Gimel, Kiddush time twice. And now we are ready to do the things outside. What do you do outside? Outside you have to do, you have to burn the burnt Emorim. This goes right out. You have to burn the Emorim. And you also have to see to the rest of the Musaf. The rest of the Musaf we have to do. That's all in this Tefillah Gimel with golden begodim. You do the rest of the avodah. The rest of that is left over. Then you change again in order to take out this kaf and the lachdov. Where is my kaf? I don't leave things behind. This is now empty. I threw it away, and this is now finished burning. Have to go in again with all the process, going into Kodesh Kodashim this fifth time in order to take this out. Change again my begodim just for that. Two tefillah, two kiddush, one tefillah. And by way back, a tefillah, two kiddushim, in order to take it out. When it comes to the last, to the next one, then you had to do the Tomei Shebein Arbaim, according to some Tomei Shebein Arbaim was before, and then you have to all the rest avoid it. The Akitoyas Ben Arbaim, the Chavitzim Ben Arbaim, all the normal, like before we spoke with Moedani, now you're talking about the Hamapil, all the evening avoid it that you do, a normal day, you have to be done today as well, and with this you finish. Now, who's skinned? Where you're allowed to take a Kohen headed, you know, all the avodah has to be with a Kohen gadol. Where you're allowed to take a Kohen headed in order to skin the big paw? He said, "Evil yachis chacham yechazal." Where you're allowed to skin, normally in the Azor is allowed to skin. No, Azor is allowed to skin the tummy. The oil has to be skinned. Anybody's allowed to do the skin, even the cutting up. Nituach, we have said, Hefshet is skinning, and Nituach is cutting up. Who did the skinning of this par, which went lifnaiva lifnim the blood, and now we're going to send it outside on a stretcher, as a platted into together with a goat, and we send it out, and we're going to burn it outside. Who skinned it? Stupid question, it was not skinned. You took it as it did, I feel a pirsch, I feel the rubbish inside. Everything had to be burned. As it stands, as it goes, you have done taking the blood away, you have taken the emorim away, the fat pieces, as it stands and as it is, take it out and burn it outside. I finish up with one question. Everybody wants to be tall on Yom Kippur. Shein Haloch, even somebody never goes to Mikkah, once a year has to go to Mikkah on Erev, a man Erev Yom Kippur. So I imagine time there's a mixture, everybody would like to be Torah. Who was definitely Tomer on Yom Kippur?
Who was there? I've got seven people.
I've got five people who are definitely Tomer.
You know who? The one who takes the goat lasso, which is definitely Tomer. Also, the one who carries the stretcher, was four people, the one who carries the stretcher with the flesh of the pal and with the flesh of the goat, together nicely they put you take that stretcher out of the sky for four people, everybody became Tome. On that day, that's the din. So you couldn't come back to Bez Mitzvah, you have to stay outside because he's Tome. The one who carries out this animal is Tome. In Kochim, we have the following cloud. We always try to understand what and not why. That's in Kochim. In Momonos, you want to know why. In Kochim, what does the Pasuk say? What does the Chazal say? He says no. Of course, there are explanations, but not for, not just like Rashi underneath. So it's only a fraction, even in the learning, it's only a fraction what we went through today. The Rebbeinu should help. But first of all, when we say it this week, it means this year, if Mashiach hasn't come yet, we should understand a little bit more what we're saying. Should be able to experience the avodah if you have enough time to say it with a bit of cough. And Shem Shalva songs for saying it should be considered to us like the real avodah. And we should soon be zeicher to be in the Beis Hamikdash and to do the real avodah, not just a bit of plastic or a bit of with proper behemoths and proper people and proper kohanim and proper Beis Hamikdash. Shem Heirav Yemeinu. The 10th kiddush adayim, when you finished and you go back into your own clothes, then you have another kiddush adayim.
Shabbos won't be while waiting for
Soilazot? No, earlier. Shabbos is first to